This is Chef Robert Sevely from Flavor of Riverside. Today we're gonna be doing shrimp with you guys. We're gonna do barbecued shrimp salad, which is gonna have endive on it and some other lettuces and a really nice dressing that we're gonna make. And then we're gonna move into a bacon wrapped ramaki shrimp cocktail, which is just absolutely delicious. So why don't we get started? We're gonna do our barbecued shrimp salad. This is gonna be awesome little salad. It can be served as an appetizer salad or an entree salad. So, we're gonna serve this with arugula, endive, and butter lettuce, along with the barbecued shrimp. We're gonna make a little bit of a cocktail sauce, my famous cocktail sauce. But first, we're gonna make the buttermilk dressing. So, I have my Vitamix here, my blender. Okay, you can use any blender you want. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna start off with some goat cheese, okay? Goat cheese, very tangy. I want right about like 4 ounces to make this dressing. So in goes that, and you probably are gonna have a little bit of extra dressing. I mean, this isn't just gonna make one portion. So in goes that. Then we have some sour cream, also sour, a little tangy as well. That's gonna go in about equal portions of that, a little bit more. Okay. Then we have our buttermilk, all pretty much about equal portions. So in goes our buttermilk. We'll hold off on a little bit of that. Then we have our seasoned rice vinegar. I love seasoned rice vinegar. On its own, it makes for a really good dressing. I do have to get the top of this off here. Can have a little bit of a funky pull top on them. There we go. Oh, put that plastic down in your dressing. But here again, right about the same amount of, as you added buttermilk to this. Okay, about like so. Top back on that. Then we're gonna go in with a little bit of lemon. Just like so. Add that, avoid the seeds, okay? They get in there, they're just gonna blend in anyways, no big deal. All right, so now, salt and pepper. I'm using kosher salt. And we wanna season kinda heavily. Mostly because this is going to go on lettuce. Everything else is going to be bland. This is going to be the seasoning for the lettuce. All right, then we're going to go in with some pepper. A few cranks on that. Going to get the lid on. I'm going to make sure I'm all the way to one. I'm not on high. I'm going to get this turned on. Slowly bring it up. See how thick it is. I'm going to start adding olive oil. Make that emulsification. Bring that all together. Then we're going to slowly bring this back down. I'm going to go ahead and shut it off. Now, if you have a regular blender at home, and maybe has a toggle switch on it, and it's just off and on, maybe there's a high-low. Definitely start with low, but pulse it a couple times. So off on, off on, off on, and then turn it on. That way, this thing just doesn't come shooting out. If you have buttons, obviously start low. And then slowly go to high with your buttons on your blender. This actually has a turning knob that brings it up slowly. So now what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and taste this. I'm tasting for seasoning. I'm looking at the thickness of it. You can see it's about as thick as like any average ranch dressing or anything like that. Taste it. Absolutely delicious, has all the flavors there that we want. The vinegar, I can taste the goat cheese, the sour cream, all that good stuff, okay? So, we don't want to use that spoon again, obviously. But let's get this all out of our way now. We can get the motor and we can just swing this over here. Now, let's go ahead and let's make our cocktail sauce. Now, what I like to start with my cocktail sauce, this is honey. So you can see there on the bottom, this is an oil. This is honey. This is about 2 tablespoons of honey, okay? So I start with honey. Next, I have Worcestershire sauce. Gonna get some Worcestershire sauce into the honey. There again, right about even amounts, okay? So another 2 tablespoons. Get that stirred together. This is gonna help the honey blend into everything else a little bit smoother, so you don't end up having clumps of honey. Okay, just like that. Then of course we're gonna go ahead and add ketchup. I'm gonna start with about 1/4 cup of ketchup. About 1/4 cup of ketchup is what we've added. I probably want to end up with about 1/3 cup of ketchup. So about like that, because I don't want it too thin, okay? So about like so. Then we're gonna add our horseradish. Now, this isn't prepared horseradish. It doesn't have any mayonnaise in it. It is straight grated horseradish. My favorite is what's called Atomic. Okay, it's a brand name of the horseradish. It is super, super hot. If you smell it, it wafts in. You can notice I'm not smelling this horseradish. Okay, so I'm gonna take my other spoon here and probably just the handle. In about 1, 2. This all depends on you. Are you a horseradish lover or not? So I am. So I want a good amount of horseradish in our sauce here. Looks beautiful. You know, always taste your stuff. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead, gonna dip in here. Oh, one more ingredient, I forgot. Keep on track with everything. I need a little bit of lime. So open up that lime, squeeze that in. Okay, about 1/2 lime, about 1 tablespoon of lime or so. All right, beautiful. I can always add more horseradish, more Worcestershire sauce, more honey. Really, really good. It's really a unique balance. I mean, it tastes nothing like ketchup anymore. With the Worcestershire sauce, the lime, the honey, it just brings all this out. It almost tastes like a Bloody Mary at this point, like a really good Bloody Mary, okay? So let's get rid of some of these spoons, some of this other stuff. Let's get ready to cook some shrimp. Here's my shrimp. I got the big U12s, okay? I'm gonna go ahead and I have like a barbecue seasoning here. Here again, it could be a Creole seasoning, can be the exact same seasoning that we used earlier. But we wanna get these well coated in this seasoning here. And then I'm actually gonna go ahead and I'm gonna get these into a little bit of butter, all right? Which I have right here. Gonna add these in. This isn't hot. It's just kind of at room temperature to where it's liquid, but it's gonna make them taste really good. I'm gonna add more seasoning to them. Okay. All right, now I'll probably sprinkle more as we go on. All right, over to our grill. We're gonna get our grill up to nice and high, okay? Then what I want to do is I've already oiled it. Now this is a grill pan, it's a cast iron grill pan. It's pre-seasoned. You can definitely do this on your barbecue. One of the fearful things about doing shrimp on your barbecue, especially if you have something like a Weber, something like an old school Weber, is that the shrimp will fall through the barbecue and into the coals, and then they're done. I know some of you guys have the big fancy barbecues. You don't have to worry about anything like that. There are those grill pans too that have the holes in them that you could definitely use, but I want to get the flavor of the grill and get a little char on these, and so they'll come off there and they'll be just absolutely beautiful. What you could do is skewer them, okay? So put them on a skewer, four or five of them. That way they're one solid mass. You don't have to worry about them falling through your barbecue. For the grill pan instance, I really don't have to worry about that. What I do want though, is I want my grill pan to smoke a little bit. So it's coming up. I have a very high flame underneath it. And so it's slowly coming up. I got my shrimp. I'm just gonna set them aside and set my spice up in front here. And now let's talk about the lettuces that we're gonna be using, okay? For the lettuces, we're gonna use endive, okay? This is, you can find this purple too. And Trader Joe's will actually sell it yellow and purple together sometimes. So, or really nice Ralph's or Vaughn's or something like that. Then we have some baby arugula. And the arugula, it kind of tastes peppery. Okay, and has a very unique look to it. This is real baby arugula. There's a couple different shapes that it can come out to be. This is one of them where it's more like a pad leaf or more like a tree leaf type shape. And then, you know, all spinier and stuff like that. So arugula, really great kind of black pepper, sour flavor. Then we also have some butter lettuce. And butter lettuce almost kind of has that inherent look to it, like cartoon look, to where it looks cartoonish. It's so perfect. The heads are so absolutely perfect. And these leaves just kind of come off of here. I'm probably just gonna use a couple of leaves. Now remember, all this stuff, for the most part, has been pre-washed. The butter lettuce could be just slightly dirty, but you know, it's grown like kind of hydroponically. And so I have a few leaves of the butter lettuce, nice and ready to go. I have the arugula, which I can go ahead and get what I need, get a nice handful of it. Throw that into our bowl. And then I'll deal with the endive here in a minute. So, our grill now is smoking. We got a good smoke on it. We don't want it too overly hot. But from here, we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna place our shrimp on. Nice, big, beautiful U12 shrimp. Nice. Here again, a little bit of seasoning. And just let those go, okay? Back to the lettuces. For the endive, they're really delicate. They can bruise real easy. You can see little bruises right here on them already. But that's not a big deal. We'll just kind of cut that and we're gonna pull pieces off of here. So we get an absolute beautiful piece, and four or five leaves is really all we need per salad. And I have a couple of them here in case I wanted to make more salads. I'll just stack those up and set those aside, okay? All right, let's take a look at our shrimp. I'm gonna kinda turn them so we get good grill marks, so they're not just sitting in one spot the whole time grilling. Smells really good. I'm gonna set those over there. Then let's go ahead and we're gonna dress our salad. We're gonna take a little bit of this dressing and add it into here, kind of tossing this all together, kind of toss the arugula together, real nice here, perfect. I like quite a bit of dressing on my salad. Remember, I'm making this for myself. You guys make it for you at home, okay? I can see pink rising up and around these. Remember, the shrimp will turn pink. I got a nice little char on them, okay? I'm gonna get these flipped over. Let them keep going. Those look great. That's exactly what I'm looking for, all right? Let's move some of this stuff out of the way. Let's bring our plate in. All right, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna use my butter lettuce cups. Place that in the center, like so. I'm gonna pull some of the salad out of here. I'm just gonna use my fingers. Okay, let's place some of our arugula in the center. Just like so. Nice batch of arugula. Bring this together a little bit more. Then take our endive. Space them out like so. Just like that. Then it looks like our shrimp are done. We want to look down the middle of them and make sure that the crease is fully cooked down the center. I don't want to serve overcooked shrimp or undercooked shrimp. We're going to stand these up. Presentation isn't everything, but definite eye appeal. You want your stuff to look pretty. You want it to look nice. So now lastly, we're going to take the cocktail sauce and we're just going to kind of go along the outside of everything. Adds a nice red color. Almost looks like a barbecue sauce. Just like so. And so here is our barbecue shrimp, arugula, butter lettuce, endive salad with a buttermilk vinaigrette, we could call it, and our cocktail sauce, all right? Enjoy. Make this for a huge amount of people. Make individual salads. I could even make this salad much, much smaller and put one or two shrimp with it, okay? So this is beautiful. One or two people, this is kind of like an entree size right here. So, guys, enjoy. All right, now for our last dish. We are going to basically do a shrimp ramaki shrimp cocktail, so to speak. Just a twist on that whole thing. What ramaki is it's basically a Polynesian word for anything wrapped in bacon. I'm pretty sure how it started was it was bacon-wrapped pineapple, believe it or not, which just absolutely sounds delicious. And so anything you can call a bacon-wrapped scallop or bacon-wrapped chicken liver sometimes is called a ramaki. So anything bacon-wrapped, ramaki, you can utilize that term. What we're going to do is we're going to do the U12 shrimp again. And how I like to do this is I like to stuff them with a little piece of jalapeno. So I'll take the jalapeno and I'll take the seeds out and I'll cut them into thin strips. And then down where the vein was, I'll take the piece of jalapeno and I'll kind of stick it in the end of their tail. And then that will lay down just inside of there. Then I take the bacon, and I don't want to use thick bacon. I want to use the thinner bacon, but still a good bacon. And I start on the tail, actually on the shell itself. And I start there so I can hold it with my thumb. And I wrap it around, and I slowly kind of stretch it as I go, overlapping every single time, all the way up, till I get to the head of it, and then I wrap around. Now, this bottom part, I don't toothpick it or anything. This bottom part is going to be the first part that hits the pan. All right? So I have five of them that I've done this way. And I'm going to get my pan up and on relatively high. Whenever you bacon wrap like shrimp like this, you want the biggest shrimp that really you can possibly get, because we could easily overcook the shrimp before the bacon cooks. So that's why I want to use thin bacon, and I want to use really big shrimp, okay? All right, so into the pan we go. Want to make sure that we hear a sizzle. Making sure that we're getting that seam side down first as well. So I'm looking at each one of these before it goes in the pan. Doesn't have to be a nonstick pan. This can go on a griddle or something like that as well. It can go into a cast iron pan, be fine. So those are down, those are ready to go. I made a creamy polenta over here. What polenta is basically a rough grain of cornmeal. And it's a 3-to-1 ratio. So one part cornmeal to 3 times the liquid. I used our shrimp stock again. And I first started out with a little bit of butter. I sauteed the shallots and the garlic, and then I added the stock. I brought that to a boil. Then I sprinkled in the cornmeal, and I started stirring. Once it became creamy and thick, I turned the flame down, and then I added a little bit of cream. I added some salt and pepper. If you want to, you could add some Parmesan cheese to it and stuff like that. It's almost like grits, okay? So that's this here. You can kind of see the consistency of it. It's very, very tasty. It's ready to go. I can also, believe it or not, I can put mashed potatoes underneath these. But I've also done kind of like a smashed black bean, almost like a slight black bean cake, and put that underneath these as well. It's really a lot of fun. So next here, we're going to make a little bit of a relish. And we have cucumbers. With the cucumbers, I use the melon baller. You guys have seen me do this before. Smaller the melon baller, the better. And so those are cucumbers that were peeled and melon balled. Here's my diced tomatoes. So those will go into there. Okay. We're gonna go in with a little bit of green onion. All right, so there's our green onion in there. And then a little bit of shallot, a little chopped up shallot. Really nice little relish. And then I'm going to take my avocado. Let's take a look at our ramaki a second. Those are looking beautiful. Look at that, how it just browns up really nice. The bacon is holding to them perfectly. That's one of the keys too. If this was still stuck and it wasn't moving, I want to wait until it frees itself up. It will caramelize long enough to where it actually frees up on itself, and then it will be fine. But if it's still stuck to the pan, let it go. Let it keep caramelizing until it unsticks itself and you can turn it over. And that goes with all types of pans, all the ones that we mentioned earlier. I'm going to grab my knife. Going to get into our avocado here. Gonna spin it this way. We're gonna open it up. We have the one side here. We're gonna trim it this way, not going all the way through the skin and into my hand. like so. Then we're gonna go across this way. Nice and small. Then we're just gonna use a spoon. And spoon it right out of there. You can see it all comes out in the dice. Spoon this out this direction. And then that's gonna be mixed into our salad. Beautiful little relish. And we're gonna get some dressing on it here soon. Need to make the dressing next, okay? All right, I'm now gonna turn this down a bit and just let those shrimp finish. Now, in this little pot here, we're gonna add some chipotles and adobo sauce. I'm gonna pull this all the way off. What adobo sauce is basically like a Mexican barbecue sauce. And that's what these are soaked in. So I'm gonna squeeze most of that adobo sauce out first. So just getting out all this adobo sauce, and then if I wanna bring out like one chipotle pepper, that's fine. Now chipotle is a red jalapeno that has been smoked. Okay, that's what signifies it to be a chipotle. And so now I'll take my knife and I'm gonna chop it up. Just like so. Place it in here. Then I have some apple cider vinegar. Add some of the apple cider vinegar. I'm going to stir this together. I need to add a little salt and pepper. A little salt. Touch in there. A little pepper. Stir that in. And then we're gonna give it some olive oil. So we're making like another vinaigrette. You could do this in a blender or food processor if you wanted to. That'd be fine. All right, that looks beautiful. All right, now I'm gonna get this over my relish. I'm gonna give that another toss. It looks nice and wet and beautiful. So now we're gonna bring all this together and start plating up. Gonna bring this plate over, take a little bit of the polenta. And we're gonna do 5 little dollops. One for each shrimp. And take our shrimp. Have the tails all going in the same direction. Like so. Take our relish. Go ahead and like go right down the center. Piling it high right on top of all those shrimp. Take a little bit more of your dressing around the outside. And lastly, I have some cilantro leaves here. So just kind of freshen up and give a little bounce to the salad. Don't overdo it. So that right there is your shrimp ramaki cocktail with creamy polenta and a beautiful chipotle dressing and relish.